Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Well. My brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. We're back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words. The Most High has granted me. Yes, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly that under His cause, I have some very important things. Yes, some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do. Yes, He told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. There's been a global, my brothers and sisters, a global scheme unto much deception that has ravaged this world. It is evident that this is so when we look around and we see what? Some 45,000 denominations in this world? 280 nations, my brothers and sisters. Men across this world, proud, selfishly avaricious, after all manner of differing manner of ideals, beliefs, and standards. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, men have been taken into much bondage. I said, my brothers and sisters, men have been taken into much bondage in that humanity. I said, in that humanity, my brothers and sisters, has been beguiled as if to believe that men could find peace after a multitude of mass differences and contentions. My brothers and sisters, that simply is not the case. Men have been beguiled to believe that they could have peace after the variant misconceits of their own minds and hearts. My brothers and sisters, that too is a total misconceit, and it's not so. There's only one hope of peace, my brothers and sisters, and that is what the scriptures declare. And it tells us that in the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. One understanding, no divisions among us. I would have you to discern then, my brothers and sisters, that this manner of glory, this manner of peace, is not after the will of the flesh. It's not after the random, diverse ideologies of man. My brothers and sisters, this peace of which I speak is not possible without the governorship of a law. The peace of which I speak, my brothers and sisters, is that which must be established again in this earth and can only be established again in this earth true to the will of one. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is not prepared to distinctly understand and believe this, my brothers and sisters, I would dare to say, has no hope. One scripture tells us, and it tells us well, if we are wise and willing to hear it. One scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, that if we are strangers, strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenant of the promise, we are without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, and my brothers and sisters, in and of this world. How many have given consideration, my brothers and sisters, truly to what this means? Because true Israel, my brothers and sisters, is not after all the diversitudes of this world. True Israel, my brothers and sisters, the true remnant of Israel, whom the Most High said will have peace with him. Speaking of no lies, doing no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found their mouths, none making them troubled, discomfited, or, if you will, afraid. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures already tell us how that blessing shall come to pass. And by no means, I said by no means, do the scriptures relate that this blessedness will come after the misconceits of men, but by a standard that the Messiah himself must in this earth restore. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to discern this truth, though he presently, in his lack of knowledge, might deem himself satisfied, at peace, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not discern that the Most High has a plan by which he shall establish who has peace, will have peace with him. I didn't say according to 45,000 misrepresentations. The Most High has a plan to absolutely declare who it is that serves Yah and who has served him not. According to what is written in Malachi 3rd chapter. In fact, my brothers and sisters, from the 2nd to the 3rd, we speak about many of the rulers who hide their iniquity in their robes, causing men to be comforted and satisfied in a mass of illusions. Need to read Malachi 2:15 to 3 and 4. It says, no one who has even a residue of the Spirit will seek to deceive his brother to cause him to be men to be dissuaded by a priestly robe. But my brothers and sisters, it's obvious when we see 45,000 denominations in this world all declaring something different, that there's a serious, serious problem, my brothers and sisters, that has beset mankind. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that humanity must overcome this mass of illusions. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Humanity must overcome this mass of illusions. The only offering, I'm telling you now, the only offering that the Most High will ultimately accept of his people is that man must come to one sense of accord, one sense of righteousness in him. And my brothers and sisters, what men have chosen to call supposition, that you hear about chosen after their own minds to declare, after so much mass supposition, is by no means, I said by no means, acceptable. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern the reality. It's time that we discern that it is not reverence for Yah. I repeat, it is not reverence for Yah that men, through the course of ages, they had to say that they're true to faith after a multitude of differences. choosing, my brothers and sisters, not to realize a need, an absolute reference point, is by no means reverence for Yah. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will be wise to fully discern this? They who will, my brothers and sisters, are the blessed ones of the Most High, because they will not be satisfied. I repeat, these are they who will not be satisfied till indeed all things the Most High has spoken and all things are indeed at last brought to bear. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those then who will understand this. Blessed, then, my brothers and sisters, are those who will believe this and be true to the reality of what it really means to be born again. Well, my brothers and sisters, I have quite a bit of scripture that I'd like to give a look at on this evening. You might see a blank screen there. Some of you may see a blank screen there. With regard to where usually there are an abundance of pictures. As they somewhat, if you will, rotate from picture to picture, usually on this show. I have actually put them up. Well, like I said, I have put them up. I would hope that they would begin to appear. If not now, maybe they'll appear later during the show. You refresh the page, because there is a message that I have put there that I believe has very pertinent meaning for those who will examine these things from picture to picture to see indeed, my brothers and sisters, what must indeed by all men become common knowledge. I suppose it's all going to be relative to what tech support that Blog Talk Radio can bring to bear in its time. Well, as we continue through the show, perhaps we keep listening and watching, these things might appear. Well, until they do, I have something I'd like to go ahead and relate. Something Messiah said that has very powerful meaning, that not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is sensitive enough in the truth of the Most High. Not everyone, like I said, my brothers and sisters, is sensitive enough in the spirit and the power of the Most High, discerning its meaning. Because without question, my brothers and sisters, to be truly born again, like I said, you got 45,000 denominations claiming to be born again, while there are all these contentions in the world. My brothers and sisters, after the one spirit, there can only be comfort, there can only be peace, there can only be oneness of mind. Scriptures tell us if there's any strife and divisions among us, it's because we're functioning carnally. Men after the flesh and not of the spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4 needs to be examined to understand the reason why the apostle Shaul, they call Paul, repeated again and again, my brothers and sisters. I said he repeated again and again. And his desire was that the congregations indeed be one. He says, greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved in Romans, might be saved, he said, made one, true to the Most High beyond all worldly contentions. That's what he said in Romans 10. He said he desired that men's faith not rely upon the so-called words or eloquence of men, but the power of Yah. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, trusting in the will of one, the people might be one. And he warned the congregation, for instance, at Corinth, he warned them against men coming to exalt men rather than the exceeding will of Yah. He warned the Colossians, the second chapter, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, and not after Yah. Be baptized, you must be made complete in Him. You must be led by Him. Did you hear when I said complete? Much indeed, my brothers and sisters, it must be understood. Man must awaken to the greater wisdom of the Spirit of Yah to discern all the words that Yah has spoken through His apostles and prophets, and even through Messiah Himself. Men must be reborn, my brothers and sisters, after the Spirit to discern these things. I'd like to call attention to such scriptures as those how about John 16 and 12 concerning the gift of the Spirit? Messiah said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot grasp them now. He was speaking to His own disciples who had been with Him for years. But He said there were certain levels of truth that the Holy Spirit would have to attune the mind to for these things all to be rightly understood. He said, but when the Spirit of truth comes, you will be guided into all the truth. Well, He told Nicodemus, when He spoke about the concept of being born again, let's look at that, my brothers and sisters, because we do need to look at some of these things to get a bearing on the essence of what it indeed means to be born again. And I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, it has far more implications than most seem to imagine. Because many say they are born again and led of the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, some because men are led by another spirit. But these differences in the world exist. To be born of Yah, consecrated unto Him alone, is still yet the goal. How about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? How about this scripture? Messiah said to Nicodemus, how about looking at, he said through John 3 and 1, there was a man of the Pharisees, of Nicodemus, a ruler among the Jews. The same came to Yeshua by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know Thou art a teacher, come from Yah. For no man can do these miracles that Thou doest except Yah be with him. It was more than the miracles that people say that He performed. It was the measure of wisdom in His testimony. Yeshua answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, what does it mean? Except a man be born again, he cannot see. How about discern? Grasp the wisdom that is the kingdom of Yah. The principles of Yah. The word there means the same. They say cannot see the kingdom of Yah. How about grasp the principles of the kingdom? And He had already told him a very powerful truth. But did he understand these things that He said after the flesh? Nicodemus said unto Him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yeshua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. What do you mean, born of the water? My brothers and sisters, to come into this world, one is to mature. Who is to mature under manhood? At the first be born of his mother's fluid. That is the occurrence that we see at the birth of a child. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that while a baby is maturing in his mother's womb, the child dwells in his mother's water, in the waters of his mother, his mother's amniotic fluid. After the seed of a man, the seed of a woman. But however, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah. He cannot discern the principles of the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, it has a much more powerful meaning than most quickly discern the way things are being taught in this world today. Let us continue. I'm coming back to that. See, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. He said, the wind, if you will, the spirit blows where it wills. And you hear the sound thereof. How about you hear its voice? Some may hear it. May hear a testimony that's the result of it. But he said, most cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goes. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to go ahead and bring this down a little bit further before I even move to another dimension in this. The scriptures tell us that Messiah, in Isaiah 41, will come and will actually declare, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, will actually declare that of all that men have spoken, if they have not discerned the word of the Most High as based upon the foundation which the Most High declared from the beginning, must be the mutual expectation of all people. It means, my brothers and sisters, that men, for all that they have spoken and believed, they have not discerned it rightly. Isaiah 41 says that whoever would elect into office or would exalt men who have not discerned nor spoken concerning what the Most High declared from the beginning is the eventuality and should be the common expectation of all people, not only the rulers, my brothers and sisters, but those who put them in place, are mutually considered before the Most High an abomination. And when it says abomination there, my brothers and sisters, let's just relate it in the context of the meaning of the word. It means they're not true to the natural state after which the Most High made all things. In other words, shapen instead of by the Spirit of the Most High after the will of Yah, shapen and perceiving after the designs and the will of another. It says, therefore, because men, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 41, have not discerned, who trusted in men, have not discerned this foundation, nor this eventuality. Messiah, when he appears, according to what the prophets said in advance, when he appears, according to all the prophets said in advance that he would do, how he comes, what he would do, what is his purpose. Scriptures actually say that it will catch men suddenly, completely off guard. The Messiah comes suddenly like the rising of the sun to cast out the darkness, make the darkness no more, to reveal the light the world has sought to obscure, to show that so much what men called light was only variations of the darkness. It says the rulers of the world should be trodden down in that day as a potter treads clay. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that whoever it is that would not be shapen according to the Spirit of the Most High, shapen and reformed, regenerated, renewed in his conscience, according to what the Most High from the beginning intended, my brothers and sisters, will be trodden down for the wisdom and the knowledge of the truth that a whole world must come to grasp. if men indeed are to be delivered. For a day of judgment comes, when the Most High will bring salvation, when the Most High will bring peace. And it is certain, since he said he would bring peace, my brothers and sisters, it means that whoever would stand against that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, it says Revelation 9 and 4, whoever stand against that peace who does not have the seal of Yah and does not have the word of Yah written upon his mind and heart, Scripture says the wrath of Yah will be upon them. Man must come to believe and discern the truth. It is the kingdom of truth that he seeks to enter. Psalm 95, Hebrews 3, says, the people who will not know his ways, the Most High has sworn, that people who will not know his ways, will not know his truth, will not know the absolution of his will. I didn't say a multitude of mistranslations and a multitude of misinterpretations and misadministrations of his word. He said the people who will not know his ways, beyond the differences that seem wise to men, he said he has sworn by his very name that his name will not be polluted, nor his glory given to another. He says, such as this, my brothers and sisters, will not seek his absolute will. Steadfast in his covenant from beginning to end, it says in Hebrews 3. He said, they shall not enter into his rest. They shall not enter into his peace. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, the absolute will of Yah. And I'm not talking about after the vain ideals of men. So look at what the scripture said. Nicodemus answered. Oh, he asked after he said, Messiah, I said these things to him. He said, how can these things be? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, you are a master in Israel, and you know not these things? Brothers and sisters, I will tell you, it is only because they are carnal that the multitude of your rulers have not explained these things to you, the height, depth, and breadth, that should have been taught to discern these things well. Verily, verily, I speak unto thee, that we speak what we do know and speak what we have seen. He says, those who are spiritual speak, my brothers and sisters, what they do know, testify what they verily seen and directly experienced. But those who have not experienced these things or this greater move of the Spirit will not easily accept the testimony. If I tell of earthly things, believe not. How should you believe if I tell of heavenly things? There's much more to this, my brothers and sisters, needs to be examined. I want to come back to this. Yah wills. About 25 minutes left. Discerning what it really means when he said in John 3:13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. In other words, none has discerned the ways of the kingdom of Yah. But one who has, if you will, a gift from above. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, in that day in which he appeared, had a very special gift of a nature, my brothers and sisters, that allowed him to see, perceive, even bring again in the hearts of men a truth, a dimension of truth, brothers and sisters, that in his generation no man knew but he himself. That he himself, my brothers and sisters, had to awaken to, that he might restore to the men again. All the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, say that's exactly as it happened before. That's exactly what must come pass again. In Revelation 19, the scripture speaks about Messiah being called the one called the Word of Yah. And it said he had on him a name written which no man knew but he himself. So that's more than a name. That's the knowledge of the steps of Yah. For the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is something the Most High puts upon, not a partial covenant, a partial concept of what it is. Upon, my brothers and sisters, what has indeed sure foundation in that which can be fruitive unto all that he has intended. My brothers and sisters, there is a foundation declared in the scriptures. And eventuality declares in the scriptures that if men are not willing to believe it, they have no hope of being consistent in the word of God. Well, we need to talk about that. And to truly talk about it, I'm telling you now, it demands much, much time. But there's a reason then why I relate on this show. There's a need to examine my website, hiddengospel.com. The article there, like the one called Secret City Prophecies, the article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. I will tell you, brothers and sisters, just to begin with, without this knowledge, I'm telling you now, Most High told me those words are very precious. Words you're hearing now are very precious. Without these words, my brothers, without this knowledge, no soul has hope. That sounds like a very powerful statement. But I'm telling you now what the Most High told me. He told me I have some very important things to tell you. He said they are very important. They cannot be denied. Not, my brothers and sisters, on life. He told me I have some very important things that I must tell you. He told me because of what I must tell you, my brothers and sisters. He said I have to recruit some very powerful friends as well as enemies. For those who would hope that you never understand these things, brothers and sisters, that telling you these things, I would have his protection and guidance. He told me I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, others would not. Tell you things that men have sought to do everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Now, there are those who might contend that. But I can only tell you, if you contend with it, you contend with the Most High himself. It was he who said it. My brothers and sisters. But have you to consider a few bits of scripture? Because it's important that we understand these things truly. Because when the scripture says those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, it means that he gave them a foundation. A truth, my brothers and sisters, transcended the world, whereby men might become disciples after a greater wisdom and a greater intelligence, a greater conscience, even the conscience of Yah. Without that foundation, man is still in bondage in so many ways to the misconceits of men. When you say he gave them power to become sons of Yah, I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, if anybody can believe that a multitude of contentions and partialities and pollutions that we see in this world are the result of man having matured in the Spirit or being established upon the foundation established by the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that is a child of Babylon. That's not somebody who's going to be a disciple under Yah. Because no faulty foundation, brothers and sisters, shall any house stand. You are warned to watch out for false prophets, which will be the whole truth. Leave you upon a faulty foundation, thinking that you have been led by the Most High, only to find out, Scripture says, Messiah will tell me they've been led by another. Again, my brothers and sisters, be very diligent. The articles I spoke to you about on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, the Secret City Prophecies are very, very important that you examine all that is there, because I'm telling you, for all that is there, the little encyclopedias of knowledge that could be related about even one single page of the information there, if it were all expanded upon. Somebody told me recently there's almost, some 1,500 or so hours of testimony that's now on Blog Talk Radio. An elaboration on a lot of things that are found on their website. No way I could write them all down. Far too much information. But I seek to elaborate upon these things for those who will hear. Let's look, my brothers and sisters, at what the scriptures mean when it says, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, especially those who believed in his name. He's talked about how Isaiah 41 says the Messiah will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. People get commanded to listen to him beyond all the rulers. They might exceed the rulers, that they no longer be divided, weakened, looted, diluted in their discretion after the diversity of men. That they'll come the differences that can from being true to Yah himself. As I said, those wait for that one whose wisdom exceeds them all. They have the opportunity to renew this. They will see on all the rulers. Messiah said it himself in Matthew 5:14-20. When you look at the kingdom of Yah, rulers oftentimes prideful in contentions and their differences. You must overcome then all their differences if you will know his peace. And the way to know his peace, my brothers, is certainly not after trusting in the multitude of their provocative temptations. Please read the book of Yaakov, first chapter. So if we scatter on the provocation, the differences of the nations, we still, by faith, require the Most High to bring forth the perfect work, one pure consecrated truth unto the one Most High. If any man be double-minded and not desirous of this absolution, he said, let him not think and receive anything from Yah, because such a man, or brother and sister, will never be made whole, never be true to Yah in all things. So blessed are those who discern need to see beyond all this dissension, that they may be called, my brothers and sisters, true to the children of the Most High. So many things you need to examine much more closely. Much more closely. Much more in depth. But have you, if you would, my brothers and sisters, examine a bit of scripture? I believe some of it may be here in the opening screen. Remember, and I'm looking at my time, so I'm trying to get through as much of this as I can so I can move on to the point. I'm oftentimes on this show, much examination speaking with regard to Yah in 14th chapter. Messiah said, I will weigh the truth of the life. Meaning that all men must come by his righteousness. Those who can accept his righteousness, he's been part of the sons of Yah. Say, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, believe and keep my word. Discern as best you can. Seek his conscience. Knowing that if you attain the truth, you have an obligation to uphold that truth. He said, those who are sincere, then, my brothers and sisters, their diligence for the truth, to preserve the truth, to guard the truth, not even allowing it to be dissuaded by their own conscience. He said, unto such as these, he would reveal himself all the more. He didn't say, reveal himself, my brothers and sisters, whose desires twist the words after their own misideals. Because, brothers and sisters, you petition the Most High as for it to be his in the world. Each man twisting these things after his own ideals can never accomplish his peace. So, since Messiah saw these things, and he said there's some to whom he would not reveal himself, just consider. He said he would not reveal himself to the world. He said he would not reveal himself to the worldly. He would not reveal himself, my brothers and sisters, he said in the 14th chapter, to those who seek to preserve the differences and the contentions of this world, or would twist his word after their own ideals. Which means that all the allegiances that men trusted, you must seek the Most High and know far more. Discern beyond them all. John 17:9, he said, I make no petition for the world, no request for those who would maintain all these differences, but for those who would accept the exceeding word that will wipe out, brothers and sisters, all these distortions and pollutions. Look at 17:9, behind and understand. Many who are not prepared to believe it
But the scriptures did not relate Messiah born into this world perfect. If you know the scriptures, know them well, you understand that not only before, but also in these latter days, scriptures speak of Messiah in this wise. Isaiah 51 through 5 says that he would come forth asking the question, why when I came was there no man, and when I spoke was there none to answer? Meaning that most did not understand the content of his words. Had not the spiritual wherewithal and strength to discern a word and the high content and implication of which he speaks, line upon line, precept upon precept. Well, when I came, was there no man? When I spoke, was there none to answer? He says, where is the bill of divorcement from your mother who you cannot put away? Think about it. Men are not seeking the foundation the Most High gave to Israel in its fullness of its context, not discerning his word. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters. He said, the Most High had taught unto salvation. He said, why when I came was there no man, when I spoke was there none to answer? The Savior, none to answer and discern. He said, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah in the latter days will come saying and asking the world, those who saw, you know, thought he had no power, no authority. Have I no power to deliver? Behold him, I rebuke. I drive the seas. How about them expose all the mindscapes of all the rulers to be foolish? Except about their covering. In other words, I put their supposed wisdom up in shame. Morning by morning, as we said, as the Most High call you, as you hear the teaching, that's a process. Morning by morning, the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching. He said, I'm not going back to rebellious way. That I should know how to declare word to the weary. Oh, apparently the world had become wearied in discretion. Most men would have recognized him. We've been talking about it a lot. Go back at least through the archives and look back through some of those articles, some of those past blogs. In recent weeks, when I spoke of what Messiah meant when he says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Concerning all the prophecies really about that. Well, it talks about Messiah himself having to awaken. Isaiah 49 says it this way. Messiah will come saying that he had for a time, if you will, walked after the vanities of this world. But the Most High called him to reveal the greater glory and righteousness of Yah, even the truth, the light of the Most High the world had not seen for a very long time. That's what Scripture called him, the only begotten. It meant, my brothers and sisters, that in his time, others had not seen fully all that he had seen. Most High calls him to see what others had not seen, to renew the strength of his people, that they indeed, my brothers and sisters, see again as one. In Hebrews, in the 5th chapter, it says, in the original language, what it should have been translated as, it says, he grew to become perfect and became the author of life everlasting to those who believe in him. All this testifies of the Spirit, how many are willing to realize what that means. It means just as Messiah grew to overcome the world by the power of the Spirit, so are all others. When Satan empowered to become sons of Yah, gave them a truth beyond the world, that they could believe it. My brother says they could begin truly to believe Yah. Because until men are capable of believing that exceeding truth, they are still yet, my brothers and sisters, caught in a blinding, deceitful matrix that can save or deliver no one under complete agreement with the eye. Well, look what the script says. He said he grew to become perfect. That's what it really says. For the greatness of his godly fear. The script says he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save from death. And verily he was heard. That means he heard the truth that it was able to deliver his soul. After the power of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, this is one who proved himself faithful. Scripture said he would do it again. If you read Isaiah 50. How about John 1:10? He said he was in the world. The world was made by him. Wow. But the world knew him not. In other words, the world knew not what, established all this initial order. And comes again to establish that, and to establish again on earth, in the midst of all the earth, that order, that it might be preserved. He came into his own, came to the world. Man is so wise, why did he receive him not? It's not just speaking, some say want to pin that on Israel. No, that's the whole world. Nations will not still be divided, my brothers and sisters, and they have never ceased to be. They would not be divided, my brothers and sisters, if they accepted the pure, perfect truth that is from the beginning. And it's quite obvious that what this world called today calls faith cannot be after the multitude of contentions of men that create so much debate and doubt. Romans said we are the burdens of the weak. In other words, help those who are indiscriminate. But not under doubt for dissipation. It means whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, would cause us to waver in reasoning, we must seek beyond. But he says he came into his own. He came into the world. Men indiscriminate after so many different ideals. For the reason said they received him not. In other words, so men buffeted by so many illusions and lies that when the truth came, they were not prepared to receive it. Many that did receive him, in other words, who knew that there was a need and reasoned there's a need for an absolute and discerned that this was one from on high, sent from on high, to bring about that sense of absolution. He gave them power to become the sons of Yah. He gave them wisdom that the world, my brothers and sisters, refuses. And I dare say the truth of the faith in terms of those that he would bring peace again is the truth, my brothers and sisters, that this world has rejected. And without that truth, brothers and sisters, no man can be born again. For those who can be born again, my brothers and sisters, let me look at that word, born again. That idea about being born again, Scripture says, must be born not only of water, but of the Spirit. Man must, my brothers and sisters, be clothed, matured, allowed to grow in a power that comes from on high, spirit that comes from on high, beyond, my brothers and sisters, that all this earth offers. In fact, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that nothing of this world can raise a man's conscience after the will of the King, will of the King, the kingdom, after the Spirit of Yah. Agreement with him. He said, therefore, this salvation is not after the conceits of men. It is a gift from Yah. And here is salvation. I mean, far more than just, some people say, preserved. The Most High didn't say you're going to preserve anything. They'll preserve a lie. He's only going to preserve other than sisters that which is true to himself. A testimony was true unto himself. Notice what he says here. Which are born not of the blood, nor the will of the flesh. Not anything in this world, the will of man, nor mankind in difference, but of Yah. And the word that is from the beginning, established upon that initial foundation, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. exceeding light. Like the scripture said in the first three verses of the book of John. Exceeding glory, the light of light. The word of honor. It should be held as honor. As only begotten of the Father. One who is conscious. Could raise mankind again to a standard. A standard, my brothers and sisters. That men have fallen from. And unto which man must be restored. For only people raised in conscience after which the Most High intended for them from the beginning found true to him are worthy of his peace. People call him the only begotten of the Father. My brother and sister, men, and that in his time, he was the only one and the first to attain to the conscience. First, my brothers and sisters, to attain the conscience in this time, to restore mankind to the light of life. Scripture speaks of him in the latter days, Psalms 2, that at a particular time in the midst of his growth, Psalms 2 said the Messiah will one day say these words, "Thus the Most High said unto me, today I have begotten thee." In other words,
saying, 90 commandments.
And there's something to be understood about this, indeed. My brothers and sisters, just because a child is in his mother's womb does not mean he is brought to fruition, to be finally born. Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Man must be enveloped in the maturing process that is offered in the spirit. Did you hear me? Must mature. And the unction, the guidance, the strength, the light of exceeding wisdom the Spirit would offer. To find made whole. To be prepared, brothers and sisters, have one piece unto the kingdom and the principles necessary to be found cordial on the kingdom of Yah. And my brothers and sisters, the reason why Messiah came 2,000 years ago is the very reason why the Crusades come again. To restore human conscience to the fullness of the truth that man had long forgotten. Well, I tell you that in their diversity, we're teaching you already that conscience impossible. Man buffeted by so many diverse doctrines in the world today. And dares to think that after anyone he picks, he is the one Most High. Be frank about it, brothers and sisters, that's blasphemous sacrilege. In fact, it is an insane pattern of thought to even believe so. Yah is one. He does not disagree with himself. And no one, my brothers and sisters, within his kingdom in disagreement with him. We must all be born again after his spirit, after his, the fullness of his pure, perfect testimony, that we all be one. That's what it means to be born again. To be even matured in this spirit, to be found stable before him. It says, put upon yourself the whole word or the armor of the Most High, the spirit of the Most High. But you might not be so easily dissuaded by the wiles of the devil. But it says he didn't say he's going to confirm anybody to it. Most High wants to establish his kingdom on a foundation, my brothers and sisters, affirmative, meaning that the truth must be restored into the minds and hearts of men unto a dimension of stability that my brothers and sisters will not be shaken. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the meaning then of this scripture. We talk about the 14th chapter. A little bit earlier, the 14th chapter of John. And pardon me for all this that has to be related before I can get to so many points. It's not as if the scriptures didn't say it would be so. A lot of points need to be understood before the great panorama of the reality can by many more fully understood. Scripture said it was so, would be so, and so it is. Well, listen to our brothers and sisters, in the 14th chapter of the book, Testimony of Yohanan, John, Messiah said these words. He said at 14 and 27, he said, peace I leave with you. Very powerful word. He said, peace I leave with you. Even my peace I give unto you. What do you mean by that? He was saying, my brothers and sisters, a testimony whereby you might have peace with him, might have peace with the Most High, is what he was offering. He was offering the restoration covenant because man, walking after the multitude of pluralities and partialities of this world, had fallen from a covenant. And they talk about a quote-unquote new covenant, but the word there means the restoration. He said the Holy Spirit would bring to remembrance all things. He said, therefore, peace, a sense of what indeed is a covenant with the Most High, I leave with you. He didn't say it would come through any other. My peace I now give unto you, not as the world, not according to all the diversities of this world, which could never be peace, but a peace from on high, he said. The word from on high, the gospel, the word that is above all the kingdoms, that if all the nations of the world would hearken, there could be peace. He said, I give unto you. So therefore, let not your hearts be troubled. Don't be deceived by this world anymore. You have an opportunity to hear what is better, what is greater. Therefore, let not your hearts be troubled. Dissuaded. Taken away by every word, the wind of vanity. Nor let it be afraid. The word for afraid means discomforted. Away from my brothers and sisters, what is stability? In other words, be assured that there is an opportunity to see the truth with which the Most High will be pleased. But he didn't say it was after the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, and Essenes. He didn't say it after the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, church, or any others for that matter. For all of them have denied that Messiah will come to reprove them all. Didn't say after the course of Islam. He didn't even say, my brothers and sisters, it would be after the course of what men call, Hebrew Israelite. Because my brothers and sisters, I look among them and I still don't see them telling the truth of who Messiah said he is and that he will reprove all. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. That all should gather unto him, transcending all the varying pastorages, priesthood supposedly, rabbinical, and imam and will orders that this world calls itself wise after, and beyond all the king, all the rulers, the princes, the prime ministers, the presidents, the kings, the queens, whatever they call themselves. He didn't say there would be peace after the multitude of their differences, which is why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he says, for the principles of the kingdom were given to him, and that all must be baptized to transcend all these differences, if they are to see the end of this age of corruption, and our brothers and sisters have partakership in the kingdom of peace. If you read on down a little bit further, at 1427. Let's look down a little bit further, my brothers and sisters, after 1427 of Yohanan. I'm already beyond time constraint, but I want
want to make sure that I relate at least this point. And I know there's so much more that you talked about, and anyone wants to ask questions about it, yes, please. May well be tomorrow night. Guest call in is 661-554-9212. And I would look forward to others in examining these things that I spoke tonight. I look forward to the kind of questions that would be conducive to all of us growing onto a better understanding of these things. Okay, here it is. Notice that 14:27 said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's look at this scripture, brothers and sisters, and see what the Messiah was speaking about. At 16:33, let's look at what the scriptures say. Why was he saying, "My peace I leave unto you, and be not afraid"? Look at 16:33. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you." This covenant of truth, this word after which you might have peace with the earth. "And in me you might have peace." How about peace with the Most High? How about salvation? How about unity? All of that with the Most High is created. True to the mind of him who is the maker of all things. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. And he said, in the world you shall have tribulation." Let me tell you something. Most High told me these words directly. He said to me these words. He said to me, my brothers and sisters, that quite frankly, anytime man is subject to any conscience less than that of the one Most High, it is trouble. It is tribulation. The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. It means that all must come unto the will of one beyond all the warfare of all the various contentions of diverse political, national, and pseudo-religious misadministration contention we see in this world. Peace, brothers and sisters, can be found only in seeking the exceeding truth this whole world has for a long time ignored. Again, the scripture says Messiah will reprove all the nations, and was called the word of Yah. Will reprove all the nations. Discipline them with a rod of iron. How about a strong discipline, my brothers and sisters, of a kind that's not like the rulers who compromise so much after their own ideals. What does the scripture say? Scriptures tell us in reading 19:11-21 Revelation. It says, Messiah, my brothers and sisters, had on him a name which no man knew but himself. Please understand that in the ancient language, in the ancient ideal, a name has a meaning. Scripture says, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, especially those who believed in his name. He said he called his name Yeshua. He delivered his people from their sins. How about from every misallegiance, every partial, adverse standard is divided. After his people, my brothers and sisters, after so many provocations, divided, and yes, my brothers and sisters, far from a covenant. Reprobate and undisciplined, not one. And my brothers and sisters, won't be a people that are divisive in their thinking coming to the kingdom of peace. They almost be reconciled in him. Again, I will tell you that in my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. I have every intention to put some of these things back up. I noticed that tonight, so the pictures that are usually there that relate so much are not rotating as they have in the past. I want to go back through the listing for tonight's show and see to put those back in. But hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. I dare say that without the information, no man has a possibility of being saved. The article there that is called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. There are foundation truths, my brothers and sisters, there that relate not only foundation, but what the scripture says, the eventuality. that if men had known, men would know to seek beyond all the contentions of the rulers, and men could work mutually together for wisdom, not competing, but knowing, my brothers and sisters, that in the Most High there is no competition. Most High has already declared what shall be and what shall rule. And all who are not conformed to that rule, my brothers and sisters, fall short. So let us consider again what it says in John 16:33. It said, these things have I spoken unto you. In other words, he's given an exceeding word. Beyond what is common to the world. A word, my brothers and sisters, that puts all the world to shame. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. See, in the world you have tribulation. In other words, after this world, you only remain confused after a multitude of misrepresentations. The pride and the arrogance of men, my brothers and sisters, who oftentimes are much more concerned about pulpits and thrones than they are the reconciliation, the healing of a people. Much more concerned about their personal prestige than a true offering in peace unto Yah. Robbing the Most High, turning men aside from his ordinances. Robbing, my brothers and sisters, not only the Most High, but men, and establishing curses among all the nations. With this, the Most High cannot be pleased, because Messiah comes to declare absolutely without question. By no means the Most High pleased with every man walking according to his evil way. He comes, in fact, according to Malachi, the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you should be waiting, comes to reprove all your leaders. All those who have been partial in his law, who turn men aside from a covenant, causing men to be treacherous against their brother. He will come to expose, my brothers and sisters, all of those who have taught foreign standards, false righteousness, and not the fullness of what the Spirit would offer. He comes, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says he purified the sons of Levi. That means whatever, whoever it is, won't seek the fullness of what the Most High intends. Whoever won't seek, my brothers and sisters, lay all the law of the Most High upon the heart, will be eradicated and destroyed out of the temple for having been so negligent. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, he will come to restore righteousness. Look at Malachi. We're still talking about Malachi 2:15 to around 3 and 4. He comes to restore righteousness, the fullness of what the Most High has declared as of old. Pleasing unto the Most High as of old, as in former years. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, there's much that Messiah comes after the power of the Spirit to bring to remembrance that mankind has forgotten for a very, very long time. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who can believe that exceeding testimony that the whole world has spoken lies to blind your minds not to discern. Only those who can believe that truth can break free from the invisible cages of lies, misconceits that have conformed the minds of men to reject rather than receive the truth. For every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. Meaning that every lie a man believes, my brothers and sisters, keeps a man in a cage and in bondage, trusting in those who compel the minds to prefer unrighteousness and to believe a lie and even a multitude of lies, that men not be one but remain damned, separated under sin. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the need to discern what Messiah meant. He said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, unto the fullness of what is divine will. Because only purity and completion offers one choice. He was offering a dimension of assurance. In fact, he was offering great assurance. Like Scripture says, he would come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. In other words, the greater the truth came, my brothers and sisters, the more he delighted in it. So he overcame all, and will come again, my brothers and sisters, must overcome every illusion to show it is possible that the adversary does not have. And let's say, my brothers and sisters, do not have a leg to stand on. The contention of the adversary, I will tell you now, from early times, when the Most High said that he would make man. Adversary, he said he would cause man to curse the Most High. He would turn that creation against the Most High. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, in spite of it all, to show by the power of the Spirit, the power of Yah, to redeem a mind, heart, and a soul, to become true unto him who made all things.
putting the, let's just say, the adversary and all his plans to open the shame. Well, in John 16:33, he says these things, talking about his testimony. I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In other words, a covenant, an assurance in a covenant, a surety of a covenant, confirmity, and even by my brothers is being conformed and sealed, true, steadfast, and a word from on high, that you might have peace, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Most of the time, I made all things, and many talk about being saved, but let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, nothing that's out of harmony with the Most High and his plan for all things in the universe will be preserved. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, harmony with Yah and harmony with all that is created. Nothing abused, my brothers and sisters, but everything according to its purpose. See, in the world you shall have tribulation. It means if you trust in the diversity of this world, you will never be stable in your thinking. You will always be filled with debate and doubt. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, those who understood the prophecies concerning the Messiah, the one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun, the one called the Kurdi, a title that very few know anymore today. Know that, my brothers and sisters, that all that is the will of the flesh, he comes to destroy. He comes to put away the sin that is the misconceits of reprobate, unguided mind. Meaning that no one is secure, my brothers and sisters, who does not seek absolution in him, or who is not preparing himself to discern a word absolute. So what he is actually saying here, he's saying to a people, think about it, Israel at the time, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous, Essenes, among the Gentiles, men after many different ideas. Is this overcoming the world? Is this overcoming the lies? No, my brothers and sisters. Messiah comes to show men how to overcome all the variant misconceits in this world, even all the variations of those who call upon his name, but after their own vanities. When the scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, and in Jerusalem should be deliverance, it says, unto a city peace shall be a people whom the Most High himself has called, meaning they respond rightly to a truth that does not desecrate the holy name. They hearken to, my brothers and sisters, to him who the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 49. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. The scripture says that he was forth saying, keep silence before me, all you nations. Don't want to hear any more of these lies. Let my people renew their strength. Listen to me, O ye isles. The Most High has called me from the womb. From the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. Ultimately, for the purpose, my brothers and sisters, reveal again the exceeding glory that would bring his people back. Yes, my brothers and sisters, establishing a light in the path, making the crooked places straight. My brothers and sisters, making the low places, the pits, filling them up, that men may walk straightway. Casting aside every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that this one comes, that men might see straightway the will of Yah. Having conquered all the obstacles, he comes to show others how to do the same. So he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Meaning that because he had done so, Romans said the same thing, because he had done so, others have an opportunity to do the same. It says, as by one man many fail, so by one man, so many have the opportunity unto righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Messiah comes himself to be the first in this latter generation to awaken beyond all the illusions, to show others how to do the same. And therefore, the scripture says there's so much then that he would speak to mankind. You read the book of Isaiah closely, you find much scripture saying, who told you these things? Was not I the Lord? It means, brothers and sisters, there's an ancient truth that the Most High revealed, the scripture said in advance, the leaders would not speak of. Much, brothers and sisters, that the Messiah himself would speak of. If the rulers had not been treacherous, they would have told you.
Therefore, since you couldn't see these things all in terms of their absolute integration. In other words, listen to me, brothers and sisters. There's something in Scripture called, what I call a principle, it's called Makshava. And it relates how the word of the Most High is like an interwoven cloth, every single thread reinforcing every other thread of truth. Well, my brothers and sisters, because so many say they have the Spirit of the Most High, but have not the Spirit of the Architect. That my brothers and sisters, so much Scripture has been taken completely out of context. Men taking the words of the Most High to draw up their own cloth, draw up their own ideas of what they call allegiance, a word to be trusted in. Perhaps I need to explain that. Anciently, garments oftentimes identified the country or the nation from which you have come. Scripture says that those who will be redeemed in the last days have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. It means, my brothers and sisters, as Messiah gave his life, he said, if I do not go, the comforter will not come. As Messiah gave his life, that men see beyond all the corruptions of this world, so must others, my brothers and sisters, seek unto that same cause. Beyond all the corruption of this world, that the name of the Most High no longer be blasphemed, and that the Most High have an offering that unto him is acceptable. So when he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, he was saying to those who realized that under the various rulerships of this world, they had been quite worldly, divided, deceived. Our brothers and sisters, far from the stability necessary unto the kingdom peace. He said he came to bring that peace. Believe in him, he gave them power to see beyond all the contentions. No longer to be beguiled. No longer, my brothers and sisters, to be exploited. No longer to be ensnared as the various differences of this age. But prepare for what the scriptures call the end of the times of the Gentiles. The end, my brothers and sisters, of this Babylon, the end of all misrepresentation, when the true representative, my brothers and sisters, tried, precious, sure foundation, a precious cornerstone is revealed. There's a reason why the scripture said in Psalms 2 that he would come forth saying what? Messiah would come forth saying one day to a world wherein men have been contentious because the ruler has taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, and men have believed those rulers. The Messiah will come forth one day saying, what? Today is the Most High said unto me, today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give you all the nations for your inheritance. He says, you shall shepherd them with a rod of iron. How about bringing them all together as one? After an absolute oneness of discipline. No shake, no shimmy, no compromise. World might consider that cruel, but my brothers and sisters, that's the only hope of peace. You should shepherd them with a rod of iron, should break them in pieces like the breaking of a potter's vessel. It means whoever it is that will not conform to become a habitation of that pure word is a vessel, my brothers and sisters, will be broken because the corruption must not remain and shall not be preserved. He says, be wise, therefore, O kings. Oh, all the rulers who have not sought this fullness of instruction. Be wise now, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, O judges of the earth. What does the scripture say concerning him? In Isaiah 52? It says, they should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who is the son of brothers and sisters, the true trusted arm of the Most High? One to be trusted above all others, that you might discern beyond all the misconceits. All the false prophets, false, fallen, foolish, who would never tell you the whole truth and leave you subject to some of every diverse kind of unrighteousness, misrepresentative, that the world, my brothers and sisters, has remained divided. You see, he comes to open the eyes as you see beyond them all.
God the Avenger, God the Savior is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind should be opened, the ears unstopped. Well, my brothers and sisters, so many have shut their ears because they thought they already had enough. So many have shut their eyes, my brothers and sisters, because some were satisfied where they are and didn't want to see anymore, but all eyes shall see the glory of the Most High. Most High has a plan whereby he's going to come to this whole world to see the truth. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says for some it's going to be a glorious thing because they see the way to begin to really move. Some scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are actually related in Luke. You can read around that 21st chapter closely. For many it's going to be a terror to understand that report. It says in Isaiah 28, great dread among the nation, distress among the nation, because a lot of folks will realize, wow, their rulers never taught them anything in which to truly prepare. Wow. So what is he saying, my brothers and sisters? You ought to look forward to the day when Messiah himself will say to the whole world, morning by morning has the Most High caused.
90 seconds. Teaching.
From the body of my mother has he made mention of my name to reveal his glory. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching that I should know I declare words to the weary. To yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth salvation. And I have not turned back when exceeding word. I have not turned back the rebellious way. Look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah who conceived you. Read it in Isaiah 50.
60 seconds.
Look to the rock from which you were hewn, because everything else, my brothers and sisters, there's no solidarity in it. It says he would come forth, even in Isaiah 50, 10 through 11, saying, whoever would walk after that which seems wise in his own heart, that's what it means. He said he shall lie down in sorrow. Whoever lacks that invariant light, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High. Read Isaiah 49. Body of my mother, he made mention of my name. And be saved by his God. And he will redeem, my brothers and sisters, those who seek his law. But the Most High has written, begun to write it upon their minds and hearts. A foundation, my brothers and sisters, after which they can begin to understand. Well, tell me, I got about 15 seconds left. Time always moves so swiftly. Till we speak again, my brother.
10 seconds.
Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening.